But Julie, where did all this volatility go? Last week, a really violent time for the market, seeing some more subdued action this week.
Yeah, we are, although who knows if that's going to change. We just got some job openings data, JOLTS rising to 10.93 million in December from 10.78 million. Again, 10.93 million openings in the month of December from 10.3. So job openings ticking up here. We also just got the ISM manufacturing data for January, 57.6. Which is a little bit better than estimated. Prices paid, though, much higher than estimated, 76.1. That's higher than the 67 that economists were looking for and the 68.2 of the prior month, so for December. New orders coming in ahead of estimates, 57.9. And the employment index within ISM, the Institute for Supply Management is what that stands for, by the way, 54.5. So overall, that ISM manufacturing suite looks pretty good, but that prices paid number is perhaps a source of concern. You combine that with the job openings numbers, and, you know, we still see a picture where perhaps various American firms are having trouble filling jobs. That also, by the way, perhaps presages what we could see on Friday. We've got the monthly jobs report coming out on Friday, and we've got a number of estimates for non-farm payrolls for actually a drop in hirings in the month of January, some as high as 400,000 losses, jobs cut, or I should say a drop in overall workers in the United States. A lot of that likely having to do with the Omicron variant, causing different closures, causing sicknesses as well during the month. So that's something that we're going to look ahead to even as we see these JOLTS numbers, Saz.
Yeah, it's you know, the good thing here, Julie, is I know if we do get that negative print on the headline, which I have to give a shout out to Joe Brusuelas. He came on our program last month on Jobs Day and said, hey, guys, we might get a negative print or negative headline result in the jobs numbers for January. And he may very well be right. But I have to say, just talking to all these executives that we do, you're not getting the sense that they're worried about a recession. One of the top things they are worried about is not cutting jobs. It's can they find enough people to bring into their workforce and enough talented people that can do the jobs that need to be done. So in many respects, Julie, this is a continuation of the story we saw last year.
Yeah, and I should mention the quit rate as part of the JOLTS figure that we just got was at 2.9%. That's about 4.3 million people quitting a job in December. So that number, I'm not sure what it was the prior month. I'm going to have to go back and do a quick check here. But that's something that feeds into all of this as well, that, you know, we keep trying to point the finger at sort of one thing for what's going on in the job market. And it seems like what has emerged is that it's a number of different things. The quit rate is part of it, that people are quitting both because they want better pay, perhaps at a different job, but also because they just want a different job, period. They want maybe a different quality of life. They want more flexibility. Perhaps they want a hybrid workplace. You have people with childcare issues. You have people who are concerned about COVID. So it seems like there are a number of different things contributing, and hopefully we can add further to that picture come Friday.